पैंट शर्ट हैट कोट बूट एवरीथिंग सो सूटेड. No, we should not do it. Why? To make money and for jad pratishtha.
Material prestige.
We should not give any importance of prestige. We should keep it in our, what? Rasoi ghar mein.
In our
kitchen.
Kitchen in fire. Don't. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. Don't go towards that. Always be very tina dapi suni chitaru rapi sahishnu amani manudena. Give proper respect to Vaishnavas according to their stage. Don't have any wish for to be praised. Never. It is very much obstacle in Krishna bhajan. So we should try to know all these things and be careful for these things. Now I am coming to Parinishthit. Parinishthit means he sometimes cares for varnashram dharma, rules and regulations. Bahar se parinishthit hone ka dhong karna. What means?
Making an external show of strict adherence to rules and regulations.
But internally they don't like to follow. Kintu andar krishnetar vishwa mein asakta rahana.
But remaining inwardly attached to material subjects.
I've seen so many persons like this. Always they engage themselves in sense gratifications and all worldly things. We have devoted our life for doing Krishna bhajan in the service of Gurudev. Why this should come? But these are duplicities. Ananya premi bhakton ke sang ki apeksha satkarmi jnani yogi vishayi adi ke sang mein adhik agraha rakhna. What meaning?
Preferring the association of philanthropists, jnanis, yogis, and materialistic people to that of resolute loving devotees.
Understand? More?
So, somebody who takes to path of bhajan, and externally they're showing that they're following the rules and regulations, but internally there's still so much attachment. So it manifests that
they will not serve Gurudev. They will not serve any pure devotee. Always satkarmi.
Materialistic people.
They will go to some Babaji that not doing bhajan. And to karmis. And other persons. To yogis. Mahesh Yogi, you know, in India. Have you heard?
Yes.
Mahesh Yogi. They will go there. And Mahesh Yogi that will tell that from where you have come. Oh, we have come from Iskon or Gaudiya Math. Oh, at once go and chant name. Don't come this. He tells, I have heard. I am cheating all. I don't want to cheat. Because you have come from a real path. And if I am doing, then I am offensing. So I don't want to make. But they will go there. Vishayi. They want to be always engaged in them. So you should not. And then nirapeksha. Nirapeksha means those who have taken renounce or brahmachari, living always in mud to improve. If a brahmachari living in mud or preaching center, serving all Vaishnavas, listening in always listening Hari Katha, then why he'll be a tendency taking also saffron cloth? Why he'll be tendency to marry? Is it improving or decreasing? What is it? What? Is it improving thing? Anyone should? Not.
And he will be more inspired to
give his all time life Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, always following his Gurudev. Why he will teach this? And those who are family persons, they will hear all these things, they should improve more. After 50, 60, they can be renounced, no harm. Or after 50, again, new marriage, the giving up his chest wife, and new one, brand new, and they want to marry again. This is not developing of bhakti. They should be detached from worldly things. They should be attached with bhakti suddha. First, that these renounced persons have false ego that I am very high class of Vaishnava, and they neglect others, also family men they neglect, like Lom Harshan Sutta. No? You know Lom Harshan Sutta? He was, they used to give classes, and lakhs
audience.
All the rishis and maharshis, in them it might be that they were more renounced, more bhakta, more qualified, knowing more established truth, but he used to neglect. Oh, because I am on this seat, so I am more than anyone. If I am renounced, then all are like bogus. I am only qualified. We should not know. Any brahmachari taking saffron cloth or sannyas, they should be more and more deenheen.
Humble.
More humble than anyone. Those who will be advanced in bhakti, they should be more and more humble than anyone. It may be that Kanishta Vaishnava may be so much humble. But knowing all these things, why he should not be humble? Srimati Radhika herself. What?
Topmost.
In everything. But he wants to be what?
A deer.
A deer. A grass where the devotees are walking, Krishna is walking. He wants to be clouds sometimes, sometimes a river, sometimes cows to hear the sweet sound of Krishna. They want to be, have a birth of Pulindi, meaning hilly tribes. Oh, this is humbleness. So we should be humble like this. If anyone is not even initiated, he is taking drugs or taking myths also, but chanting name, I will give more honor to that person than any high class of Mayavadi. Satkarmi. Satkarmi means?
It's following Varnashram.
Varnashram. Quickly they will give up all these things, they will be very qualified devotee, but they will never be. Then, taking renounce, order this, and with false ego, they think that all sadhaks, all devotees are bogus. I am only so much qualified. They also collect so much preparations and cloths, watches, golden glasses. Glass will be that, not golden, but frame will be golden.
Car.
And car not than 50 lakhs.
Not less than.
All kinds of
facilities
should be there. One car will be only to walk, second car will be going to temple, third car will be going to stool or anything. Four, five cars should be. One car for his wife, one car for his son, one car for all others. And though he is sannyasi. So sannyasi should collect very little thing what he needs, not so much. Sadhan ke bahane jyoti sankarna. Kya?
To associate with women on the pretext of sadhana.
What is the meaning?
Speaking Hari Katha.
Explain.
Means that on the pretext of speaking Hari Katha, one is associating with ladies with the spirit of enjoyment.
And what becomes after? Telling Hari Katha, and then marrying with her. Not marrying.
You become a Christian, that's
the other. Oh, so many examples are there. Or telling, I will tell you Katha. What Katha? Sweet Katha of Krishna pastime. With gopis, how alone he was doing any here kunj. Do you want to what kunj? Broom? Oh, that. Telling all these Katha, sweet Katha. Then he will at once go to hell. Both will go. So, this is now why this is going on, I think. And only to this reason, so many devotees are falling down. We should be very careful. Whether we are grihastha, or tyagi, or brahmachari, or sannyasi. Very careful in these things. Anyhow, where in Srimad Bhagavat it has been told. Don't meet your mother alone when you are matured. When you are becoming like 16 years old, never meet with your mother, sister, daughter, and anyone, and don't make love, joke with them. Be having so much regard. Taking their food dust of your mother. If your sister is elder, like your elder, like mother, and younger, like your daughter, try to honor them. And don't talk in alone. Never, never. No. But if any critical times comes, that is exception. But with this mood. Otherwise, he will go down. Hari Mandir ko chhod karke dhan adi ki lavsa se vishay logon ke sameep uthna baithna. But
to keep close contact with materialistic people with the intention of collecting funds and donations instead of going to the temple.
Yes. Swamiji has written anywhere I read a notice for them that all the devotees should join morning class and evening class. Achha, why he did? Can you tell why this circulation was made? He saw that anyone not coming in morning class, not in evening class. Some are coming, some are not coming. So he has to make a regulation. If all are coming, why to make any regulations? For common person, it has been done rules and regulations. Those who are don't want to follow, for them. And those who are following, no regulation in Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Bhagavat, anything. Those who have taste in chanting name, taste in doing sarvesham, taste in Hari Katha, is there anything rule? If they are calling themselves all these things. No rules and regulations. Those who give वैराग्य के प्रति सम्मान अधिक देते हैं और विधि पालन के प्रति अधिक आग्रह के द्वारा कृष्ण रति को क्षीण करते हैं. What?
To enfeeble one's attachment for Krishna by attributing importance and respect merely to the external dress and symbols of the renounced order and by being overly attached to the rules and regulations of renunciation.
Pandit ji, bolo. You? What it was? No, you no, don't hear? Bolo, bolo, bolo.
That one may take the cloth of renunciation and they may be so attached to the rules and regulations of following proper brahmachari life, sannyas life, but not actually going deeply into the real meaning of renunciation, which is to be attached and to get some real taste.
What he told? Yes, sir.
To be more attached to the external, dress and symbols of renunciation than to the actual meaning of what is real renunciation within the heart. Meaning attachment to Krishna
consciousness. And?
And the rules and regulations.
Not going deep. Anyone has taken sannyas. And they think that I must honor only those who are sannyasi, whether they are fallen. And those who are doing vidhi bhakti, rules and regulations. Not going in internally and feeling deep. What is the meaning of this bhakti? Only they will try to follow outwardly the instructions of their Gurudev. But they don't want to go deep soul. So these are duplicates. But we should not be like this. From beginning, we should try to obey. We should try to know the main object and aim and object of Guru Varga, Swamiji, my Gurudev and others. And try to catch that mood. What that mood is? Braj Bhakti only, nothing else. Only Braj Bhakti is that mood. They have come to this world only to sprinkle this. Not Vaidhi Bhakti, not anything, not sannyas or nothing. Sannyas is a nishtha only. Nishtha means, I am renounced now, I should just go towards sense gratification, not to mixing with ladies, or ladies should mix with
gents.
So we should try to go very deep. Why we have been initiated? What is initiation? What is the purpose of it? What are the months? How we should do all months? How we should follow all these things? So they have come only to give love and affection, braj mood to all. Not only all these. Kirtan. Not only doing kirtan here and there. This is not object. By kirtan, you should be also perfect in kirtan. And then to preach. Otherwise, if you are doing kirtan from one gully to gully, kya?
Ali and Ali.
Streets. And someone will give you money some, and you will keep it in pocket. Other will do anything, give, and you will keep in pocket. And thus, always, oh, he is very good person, only for this. And after some days, you will quickly give up all these things and go to hell or anywhere else. Those who are doing only this, like outwardly, artificially all these things, Very little effect will be there. So we should try to know all these things and to be careful for all these things. Gaur Pranam. If I have told any harsh word or anything pinching to anyone, I should be excused. I also want to be humble like you, sitting like you, and very humble. Go.
Oh, Gurudev, when Sadhu Vaidya is doing operation, then sometimes some cutting is necessary.
Yes, yes. But I'm not so much qualified. I'm among you. You can think me like your elder brother, your friend only. A very low class of sadhu.
You can sing now or not?
Manjari is here. She sings beautiful
Jai
Radha
Madhava.
Chetasi can come.
Govinda Bhakta
Musharinki. Come. Very soon, very soon. Who is she?
She is your disciple.
Ah?
Bhagavan Chari.
When you came? Just now? Very good. I am happy to meet you. I was thinking that you may come. Go.
Let me just.
Yeah.